We are talking college basketball right now. It's that time of year. We are joined by a forward for the University of Tennessee. He is the AP's SEC Player of the Year, second-year winning SEC Player of the Year, two-time unanimous first-team All-SEC, 19 points, 8 rebounds, more than 3 assists per game this season. Tennessee is number 8 in both polls. They're 27-4 overall, and they await their opponent in the SEC quarterfinal. We are joined right now by Grant Williams. Grant, really nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, good, Grant. So a few hours back, the news broke that you had been named the AP SEC Player of the Year. Given the year you've had, that's not exactly a shock, but what was your reaction when you heard that good news?
Man, I was excited. I was happy to be able to say that I've received the award again, and it's something that I will cherish the rest of my life, and I'm honored, and I wouldn't be able to have it without my teammates and my coaching staff and the university.
You know, Grant, I know you're looking ahead, and I think a lot of people know you and watch you and see your game, but I think it's really important to understand where you came from if you're going to appreciate where you are right now. You're having a career at Tennessee that ranks up there with some of the all-time great players in that program, one honor after another. But as you look back on where you were as a player at high school, at Providence Day School in Charlotte, what kind of thoughts do you have?
It's kind of funny to think about how much I've improved and how much I have to go, because I know I have a lot that I can work on. And it's exciting to think of in the future to be able to say that there's more I could do and that I'm not done yet.
Grant Williams joining us. Now, your improvement has been so dramatic. The story goes that you were there and you were overlooked, and there was a good chance that because you were such a good student, you might end up playing ball at an Ivy League school. But there's some details that I want you to confirm with me, because watching you right now, these are things that I really can't believe. As an example, is it true that Davidson head coach Bob McKillop, who's one of the most respected guys in the game, told you that you did not work hard enough to play at the level? And if that's true, Grant, how'd that make you feel? What did you think?
Yes, it's true. He told me that straight up my sophomore year of high school, and it's actually helped me throughout my career, because it allowed me to better my work ethic and understand that if the stuff that I was doing wasn't going to get me to a place where I want to be. So he's been very impactful in my life, I'd say.
All right, so what you did was you turned that thing on its head. I think a lot of people, really in any walk of life, when they're told early in their lives or early in their careers or early in their development by somebody who's reputable, you're not good enough or you can't do this or maybe you should think about something else, a lot of times people will hear that and believe it. How did you maintain a belief that you could play at this level?
For me, I was just always competing. I love to compete. I love to play the game. And it's something that I've developed. And I just knew that it's what I wanted to do, and I was going to put as much time in and effort in to do it. So Coach Barnes had faith in me and trusted me, and he saw something in me, so he gave me the opportunity, and I tried to make the most out of it.
That's exactly where I was going to go next. Grant Williams is my guest. I mean, it's one thing if somebody says, yeah, I'm not sure you can do this, but then when somebody else says you can do this, that can be empowering. Like, that somebody also was Desmond Oliver, who had been at Charlotte. He was hired at Tennessee when Rick Barnes arrived. What did it mean to you to have him see something in you and believe in you?
So amazing to me, because they're my family. He's been there for me throughout my entire eighth grade. Coach Oliver has, and Coach Barnes has been there for me throughout my career here at Tennessee. And really thinking back on it, it's like these guys have changed my life, and they've given me a chance to be the man I am today.
Grant Williams joining us. We're talking Tennessee basketball. He is the SEC Player of the Year. You know, when you look at Tennessee basketball, you see Rick Barnes, and the outside perception was that when he arrived there, maybe his best years were behind him, and all he's done is turn that program around, have back-to-back seasons with 26 wins or more, and a conference title, and then bring Tennessee back. What has Barnes been like to play for?
He's incredible. He's a guy who's intense. He's a unique coach, because he can always challenge you in different ways, whether that's just verbally or mentally and physically. He's the guy that you got to respect, because he's done it for so long, for one, and two, he's always been honest and he knows the game. And it's been amazing for me to be able to learn the game from him.
Tennessee forward Grant Williams joining us. He is the SEC Player of the Year once again. He said, Rick Barnes, I mean, he feels like the biggest growth in your game from last year to this year is your mental approach because of all the double teams that you see night in and night out, the different looks the teams throw at you. How much do you think you've changed in that regard, and how does that impact the way you play now?
I think I'm just more prepared. I've gone through it, and it's something that I've worked against. Back then, I was immature, and my mind wasn't as seasoned as it is now. So the experience and the veteran mindset that I bring every day, understanding that, for one, I have to get better, and also, for two, that not every team is going to play me the same way. So being able to approach the game and just be able to make adjustments or on the fly is what is needed and something that I've developed.
Yeah, I would imagine also in terms of that development, it's when you've got that bullseye on your back and everybody's coming for you every single night, that's probably an adjustment in and of itself. There's been this turnaround, right? So you're ranked number one during the regular season. You battle for a conference title. You're viewed as a serious Final Four contender. What's it like to play with those kind of expectations and know that you will get everybody's best shot every night?
Honestly, it's just something that you have learned to, because you can't really understand it or describe it until you're doing it. And honestly, we prepared ourselves. We put ourselves in a great situation, and we're going to continue to compete, and we're going to continue to love the game that we've put so much time into, and we understand our heart. So all the other stuff will take care of itself.
And now it's your time. It's the team's time. It's a great time for the program. And you've got that time between now and your first game in the SEC tourney. How do you go about preparing for that and then for the NCAA tournament after it?
Well, at this time, you can't really be too hard on your body. You can't run the tourney because you have to be able to play a long rest of the month. And it's going to be back-to-back-to-back games sometimes and back-to-back in the tournament. So you just got to prepare mentally. It's more mental than the physical. And also, you have to do a better job of taking care of your body, taking care of your diet and treatment, and understanding that the time that you spend on the court, you have to be efficient. You can't be having to correct little things. You have to focus on what you need to prepare for the game.
Not to be trite, Grant, but do you also put your phone down this time of year?
What'd you say?
Do you also put your phone down this time of year? You know.
Yes. You don't focus on the outside attention, because the more you do, the more overwhelmed you can get.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Grant Williams, University of Tennessee forward. He is the AP SEC Player of the Year, second year of winning that, and they're getting ready for their SEC quarterfinal matchup. Grant, good to visit with you. I appreciate the time very much. Good luck.
Appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
Good to have you, Grant. Well done.